you a feel for what that means, we would be projecting those that corn land for 2009 to have roughly 191 bushel expected corn yield. And as you would have, as everybody knows, production costs are projected to go up quite a lot for 2009 compared to 2008. And we're projecting non-land cost for corn to increase by about $180 per acre from 2008 to 2009 levels.
Holy smokes, that's a big jump. Is that all related to fuel cost and fertilizer cost, or?
It's related. The big two costs that are increasing are fertilizer and seed. And the big one is fertilizer. And as we all know, fertilizer costs have escalated quite dramatically this year. In our budgets or projections for 2009, we're using a $1,000 anhydrous ammonia cost, a $1,000 phosphorus or cost, and $900 for potash. And those are actually pretty middle-of-the-road projections right now. But if you use those costs, we're looking at a fertilizer cost per acre for corn at $210 an acre for next year. And just to give you a feel for that, that's $115 what we would project for 2008. And again, just to give you a feel for that,
So a $95 increase just in fertilizer?
Just in fertilizer. And again, we're basing that on $1,000 anhydrous ammonia cost, $1,000 per ton DAP cost, and then $900 potash cost. And you can get those anhydrous ammonia can be up a couple hundred bucks or down a couple hundred bucks, depending on when you timed the per or when the purchase was timed. And if anything, those prices are probably a bit higher now than when we made these projections.
So the other half of that non-land cost, if we got 95 that are fertilizer related out of the $180 jump, what's the other?
The other big one is our seed cost, and we're using and this is for corn, $103 seed cost per acre. That's based on a $275 per unit cost for a triple stack, $200 per unit cost for the refuge, and assuming that 80% of the acre is planted to triple stack and 20% to the refuge. So that gives you a feel for what we're basing that $103 cost on. And that again is based on triple stack, 34,000 seed drop rate, which is probably low, if anything. Emerson Naphtsinger and others in the crop science are saying we want seed
34, 36.
And we would probably be looking at higher drop rates than we used in these budgets, but we might not be getting the discounts that some farmers might be getting as well.
And how much of an increase was that in the seed cost then?
That was basically, we're coming in at about $60 for 2008, so that's, $40 or so dollars an acre.
Yeah, so we're up to 155. We still have $25 to go. Or is
Yeah.
the rest of it fuel cost and such, or?
Fuel cost, the other big area of increase is what we would call power cost. And those would be, just as you noted, fuel costs going up. Also, we've been noticing and will continue to notice repair costs have increased, and the repair rates being charged have been going up, and depreciation is going up as well, and that's primarily related to, farmers buying newer or updating their machinery line and increasing it.
And then very quickly, and we need to take a call, I believe, on line one at this point, but very quickly, do you have total cost of production for corn? And we'll come back to soybeans a bit later. So total cost of production for an acre of corn you've got projected at what for 2009?
We have that projected at $553 an acre of non-land cost. And that's every cost except land. So of that $553, you would have to add on your land cost, which if it's a cash rent farm, you would add cash rent onto it. This land probably would, you know, be looking at $200 cash rent minimum. That'll probably be about the average for this type of land in 2009. That would, you know, be $753 an acre of non-land cost, and we could go up from there, actually, if you are, you know, higher cash rents, higher fertilizer cost, and other items than what we're budgeting for here.
Break-even cost then is?
Well, we come, if we're using sort of a average cash rent and the costs that I've mentioned previously, we're looking at a break-evens in the $4 bushel range. So we need to see break-even corn prices above $4 for these numbers to work. And again, that's based on a $200 cash rent and the costs that we see projected in these budgets, which one of the things that I would say is that this year, I think we're going to see, we always see a lot of variation in non-land costs across farms, but this year it's going to be bigger than ever because of timing of purchases is going to matter. And a number of other factors. Another example of that is in our budgets, we budget $27 for crop insurance, mm-hmm. which is, if you look at it, could be low. But we're, you know, in this state, about 30% of the acres aren't insured at all. So that $27 an acre is, you know, 27% of it is a zero,
right.
So, you know, that's why we're going to see a pretty big wide variation in cost across farms.
Well, we've made somebody wait for quite a long time on line one. They joined us as soon as I gave the numbers out this morning, and we'll bring them into the conversation. If you'd like to join us, you can do that too. The number is 217-333-9455 or 800-222-9455. Line one, thanks for being very patient this afternoon. You have a question for Gary?
Thank you. I have a couple. I hope I can get them straight.
Okay.
First, in Gary's estimates that he's just given, are those estimates for corn that's used for food or corn that's going to be used for ethanol?
It would be either one. It's not a food grade.
Yeah. So you're thinking food as in sweet corn and the kind of corn that you eat, or corn that would be processed?
Food products.
So this
edible versus fuel.
The answer is mostly it would be for most of it goes most of the corn, almost all of the corn that is produced in fields in the United States is feed fiber and fuel sorts of things. And it does go into food so that you do get portions of that corn product that go into food. But direct consumption food, sweet corn, is an entirely different product. And then there's white corn, which is produced into chips.
I'm more concerned about the costs of raising corn and then putting it in ethanol. And I'm also interested in your comment on the cost of water. That is 3 gallons of water from the Mahomet Aquifer for each gallon of ethanol produced. And I wondered if you could respond to how people think that's a good idea.
Well, the cost that I was presenting here would be for number two yellow corn, which would be used in ethanol and some food products like corn sweetener. It wouldn't be as Todd mentioned, sweet corn or the food grain corns. On top of this, so what ethanol has to make or break it is next year compensating farmers in price enough to cover their cost, and that will then depend on what the price of fuels are at that point in time.
That's a reminder there. Thank you, listener, for being with us on this program. That's a reminder that we need to take a quick break. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report. Gary Schnitke will stay with us until just before the top of the hour. You can stay with us as well, and we'll take your phone calls. I'll give you those numbers again in a moment on this Harvest Hour edition.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
Well, here's the weather forecast for the two-state region from our own chief meteorologist, Ed Keezer. He says in northern and central Illinois and northwestern Indiana, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy with a few widely scattered showers tonight. Elsewhere, mostly clear. Lows will range from 50 in northwestern Illinois to 60 in Chicago and Indianapolis. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. Highs will range from 78 in northwestern Illinois and near Lake Michigan to 85 in the south. Dry weather expected in all of Illinois and Indiana on Friday and most of the two states on Saturday. Saturday, a few showers might occur in northwestern Illinois and also in eastern Indiana, says Ed. Temps should remain a bit above average with highs in the upper 70s and the 80s and lows in the 50s and the 60s through at least Sunday of this week. A cold front should arrive next week. That'll trigger a few scattered showers Monday and Tuesday. Showers may linger right on into Wednesday. One model, the American GFS, actually predicts damp weather persisting through much of next week. Meanwhile, the other models move the showers out by Wednesday of next week. They're expected to be very light nonetheless. There's uncertainty on the timing of the arrival and departures of the showers during the week due to the part to that tropic weather system that's moving up the East Coast and disrupting the typical west to east flow of weather systems. You're listening to the Closing Mark Report. That's a quick look at the weather from Chief Meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Support for today's broadcast comes from World Gourmet Foods, now at 105 Krispy Kreme Drive in Bloomington, with over 200 kinds of specialty extra virgin olive oil and more. Daily tasting and an extensive Saturday tasting with over 50 items. Information at worldgourmetfoods.com, bringing the taste of the world to Bloomington Normal.
You're listening to the Harvest Hour edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason. In studio with us today, Gary Schnitke of the Farm Doc Team, Farm Management Specialist, Ag Economist right here in the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can do that, listeners. 217-333-9455 is the number, or 800-222-9455. Probably the second part of that question from the listener we ought to take up. She did ask about ethanol and water use and for those plants. I think she thought maybe that we had discussed that earlier, but it's not a number I don't think that you would have worked with.
No, the numbers that I'm presenting don't really have ethanol cost or ethanol use in them. This is just the cost for a farmer producing an acre of corn in central Illinois.
Acre of corn, but let's talk about an acre of beans. Let's see, we had the acre of corn at what was total cost? 500 and something plus cash rent or land cost?
553.
Yep. And soybeans?
We're coming up with a total cost there of $324 an acre. So, and that is also going up from last year. And it's going up by, last year we would have projected it, or this year we would have projected it at $239 an acre, so we're going up about $85 an acre. Soybeans are going up less for two reasons. One is on the fertilizer side, they're not using nitrogen, so they don't have the large nitrogen cost increases. And seed costs are going up about a little bit less percentage-wise, but we're coming up with a seed cost of $55 an acre for soybeans, which is, you know, about half of what it is in corn.
Does it give farmers the economic advantage to plant soybeans then?
You know, we've heard a lot of concerns or questions about, well, maybe, you know, soybean costs are going up less, so maybe we should be switching to soybeans rather than corn. We don't see that in our budgets. If anything, corn is still much more profitable than soybeans. And in the current budgets we're looking at, just plugging in, and these are really conservative prices, $4.80 for corn, $11 for soybeans.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if anything, that's more conservative on corn than soybeans. $4.80 would be pretty low for what? Well, just to give you a feel here, on the December 2009 corn contract is trading at right around $6 an acre or $6 a bushel. So, you know, that would suggest a $5.50 price. But even using those relatively, you know, low prices and favoring soybeans rather than the corn, we're coming up with there being a $94 advantage for corn over soybeans. And that, just to give you a feel for that, over the, you know, from 2000 to 2007, the average was right around $45 to $50 an acre. So if anything, our numbers, even though costs are going up more for corn, there's still a significant advantage profitability-wise for corn versus soybeans.
Gary, another caller has joined us this afternoon, again on line one. Good afternoon, caller. You have a question or comment that you'd like to make this afternoon?
Just a comment.
Sure.
On the water usage, the lady said it takes 3 gallons of water to make ethanol, and that's correct. But it takes 7 gallons of water to make regular gasoline. So ethanol is quite a good deal when it comes to water usage. That's the only comment I want to make.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in this afternoon. If you'd like to join that conversation with Gary Schnittke, you can. The phone number is 217-333-9455. We really only have a couple of minutes left. Maybe we should take up something that you and I will both be doing this winter in the month of December. I think, what is it, the 15th, 16th, 17th? Oh, no, it's the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th of December. The 2009 Farm Economics Summits are scheduled across the state of Illinois. Tell me about them.
Well, the Farm Economic Summits are a series of meetings that we are going to be doing around Illinois. It's going to be by faculty within the Department of Agricultural and Consumer Economics. This year, the focus is going to be on just the higher, more volatile price and cost environment we're in. And we're also going to be talking a bit about, you know, the implications of all the financial situation that we currently face and how that might play out for agriculture. Those will be day-long meetings. They, again, occur 16th through 19th. And
I know the last one is in Sycamore because I looked that up today thinking about how I would get through Commodity Week, which is recorded on Friday afternoon, and I won't be able to get back to here from Sycamore that afternoon. And then, of course, we're looking at two other dates that we have to fill for Christmas and New Year's on Commodity Week and how that might get done as well. You don't have the other three dates? I probably do.
I have the dates. I don't have the location.
Well, I can probably find those here in a bit.
17th and 18th.
Maybe you can talk about who should maybe attend those particular meetings.
This is targeted towards farmers and other agricultural professionals that work directly with commercial agriculture. Again, Daryl Good will be on the program doing Commodity Outlook. Dale Latz will be talking about farm incomes for